This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, June 16th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve is stepping up its efforts to tame inflation, approving a 0.75 percentage point interest rate increase yesterday. And while that's meant to help bring soaring prices down, higher rates could also lead to some hard financial decisions.
People are really scared. They're afraid of inflation. They're afraid of the threat of a recession. So they're worried that they're going to need that money, that cash that they're holding on to. It makes them reluctant to dip into their savings or other funds to pay down their debt.
Coming up, our personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter will discuss how the Fed's decision to raise rates could change the math for all sorts of financial decisions you make this year. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 0.75 percentage point yesterday, the biggest increase since 1994. And with additional rate hikes likely before the end of the year, what adjustments should you make now to protect your personal finances? And what does it mean if you're thinking about borrowing money this year, say for a house or a car? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been speaking with experts about that, and she joins us with some answers. Hey, Julia, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, Julia, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by 0.75 percentage points yesterday. In basic terms, what does that actually mean?
When the Fed raises rates, it makes it more difficult for banks to lend money to each other, which in turn can make it more difficult for consumers to borrow.
All right, so let's talk more about that, and specifically different kinds of debt that people hold. If I've got debt to pay down, how do rising rates change the math for what I should focus on?
So higher interest rates means the cost of borrowing goes up, and you can usually see this when credit cards then raise annual percentage rates. So that means that it's more expensive to carry a balance on your credit card. You'll be charged more interest for that balance. Financial advisors, as a result, recommend that you order your debt payments by paying the highest interest rate debt first. That way, you're knocking that out and able to order your payments to the next highest interest rate, then the next highest, and making sure that you're saving yourself money along the way.
But you know, Julia, inflation is also rising, and that's hitting consumers with a 1-2 punch. That might make them a little gun-shy about taking aggressive steps now to pay down debt. What do the experts you've spoken with say about that?
You know, I spoke with one financial advisor who said he meets people who have $200,000 in the bank, but $20,000 in debt. And they're really reluctant to take some of that $200,000 and use it to pay off that $20,000. I think some of that is because people are really scared. They're afraid of inflation. They're afraid of the threat of a recession. So they're worried that they're going to need that money, that cash that they're holding on to. It makes them reluctant to dip into their savings or other funds to pay down their debt. But the important thing to remember is that doing so now will save you considerable money in the future. All that money you're clinging to now, you could end up holding even more in interest down the road.
Now, the Fed indicated that it's likely to raise interest rates several more times this year. So what about if somebody is considering taking on new debt, like for a car or a home? How would the Fed's plans for even higher rates in the future affect that?
Just as you should give priority to paying down that existing debt, think carefully about those big purchases. If you were going to have to take on new debt, you know, a mortgage and auto loan, it could be more expensive to do that right now. With auto loans, it's a little different. Individual lenders and dealerships can charge you different amounts, so you sort of have to do your own research on that front. But mortgage rates, we know, typically move higher when we see interest rates go higher. They're based largely on the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond, which they sort of use as a benchmark. And when the Fed raises rates, rates. That increase pushes the yield on the treasury note higher, which in turn pushes mortgage rates higher. And we're already seeing this in the housing market. The average rate on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage was 5.23% end of last week. And just a year ago, the same rate was 2.93%. As we've raised rates, we've seen that go up. So people should think about how urgent that new purchase is. You know, if you are between houses right now, you simply have to sell your house and then move into a new house right away. You might want to do so more quickly because you'll be able to lock down a rate now before it goes up in the coming months. But if you're thinking, I could buy this year, I could buy next year, I could take out a mortgage 2 years from now, it might behoove you to wait. We're seeing rates go up now. Rates could be lower in 2 years, 3 years. It might be more beneficial for you to sort of change or postpone your plans.
Now, you mentioned savings earlier, and you know interest on savings accounts has been noticeably low, and you've made the point on the show before that banks have enough cash on hand where they don't have to raise their savings rates. Is that likely to change given how big this latest rate hike is?
How big this latest rate hike is definitely will make some moves in that front. We're already seeing online banks like Ally offering more for their high-yield savings products. I think Ally is now offering 0.9% for their high-yield savings account. Goldman Sachs, they have Marcus. They're now offering 0.85%. Both of those are up from just a couple of months ago. So I think people who are looking at online banks and high-yield savings products can expect to see some movement there.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.